Okay, so we are Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis. So we're holding in just the very beginning of the Perek. We talked in Halacha Aleph about Kfiya for the Bin Beis HaKnesses to begin with, but also for the Sefer Torah Neviim and Ksuvim. And we talked about the integration of Tfilah and Torah. So the Rambam goes on from here. Kshabonim Beis HaKnesses Ein Bonin Osela Begava Shalir Shenemar Berosh Homios Tikra. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. So it should be at the highest point in the city, and this is presumably a din and kavod beis haknesses. It's based on a tosefta that we have in the third perek of Masechta Megillah. Umagbiin osa chetehe givoa mikol chatsero soir shenemar leromim es beis elokeinu. That's based on a Bavli and Shabbos and Dafyud Aleph, where the Gemara takes a very strong position and says that if you would have a city where the gagos were elevated above the Beis HaKnesses, even if it was the Beis HaKnesses was built on the high point of the city, nonetheless, if there were structures in the city, where residential structures, let's say that the gagos were higher than the roof of the Beis HaKnesses, so based on the pasuk of Leromim es Beis Elokeinu from Ezra Perek Tes, so the pasuk goes on to say Ulahakim es Chorbanenu. So the Gemara darshins that if it's not Leromim es Beis Elokeinu, Levasov Chareva will be destroyed. So taking a very strong stand on Kavod Beis HaKnesses. The source text of the Romim is Beis HaLokeinu from Ezra is, of course, about the Beis HaMikdash, so that'll be a motif for us as we go forward. In Poschen Pischei HaKnesses, Ela B'Mizrach, Shenemar, V'Achonim L'Fnei HaMishkan, Kedma Mizracha, Moshe Aaron Uvanav. Okay, so the truth is that this probably depends on the orientation and where the Beis HaKnesses is relative to Yerushalayim and relative to Har HaBayis, as that goes, Maimonides points out. But in principle, right, the Psachim should be in the Mizrach, right, because that's the way the Mishkan was set up, Achonim Lifnei HaMishkan, indicating that that's where the Psachim were, Kedem Mizrach. So again, just like the Romim is Beis HaLokeinu, was a din in Mikdash, or even a din in Mishkan, Uvonin Bo Heichal, Shemanichin Bo Sefer Torah. So in the same halacha, just like in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam talked about Kfiya al Binyan Beis HaKnesses and Kfiya on the purchase of a Torah Neviim and Ksuvim. So we find exactly the same duality here. Again, the Rambam indicating that it should depend on that city. So that when they would get up for Tfila, so they would be facing the direction of the Heichal, and the direction of the Heichal, presumably, Ba'osa Ha'ir, as the Rambam already indicated, is Keneged Yerushalayim. If you look in Perek Hay in Halacha Vav, where the Hagus Maimonides directs you, so he quotes from Sefer Daniel, that the Psachim should be Mechuvanim Keneged Yerushalayim. Daniel was obviously, of course, up in Paras. So what we have here in this Rambam, are some pragmatic dinim in terms of the halachos of how we build the Beis HaKnesses. It's just important to note that in Orach Chaim, the Ramah says, B'shas HaTzchak, or when there's Emas HaMalchos, so B'dieved, one can daven in a place where people live above that, even if it's in the same structure. A lot of the shuls in the city, right, were constructed that way, originally in storefronts on the first floor, and there were other things, office spaces and other such things above where the actual makom tefila was. That Gos Mimunios also notes that the Gemara in Shabbos itself leaves some exceptions. Quotes from Benu Tam, it's really a din in Bizayon. So if they're doing work on the gagos, it's not appropriate because they're looking down on the shul. But if nobody's really up there, so nobody's really looking down on the shul. So that's not really part of this halacha to begin with. Okay, so practically speaking, it doesn't, mean in the absolute sense that the Beis HaKnesses has to be the tallest building in a particular municipality, but certainly there's a symbolism and there's a significance to all of this. So just to get back to the point, L'romim es Beis HaLokeinu, Chonim l'fnei HaMishkan, Kedma Mizracha, so this is all a very clear instantiation of the notion of Mikdash Ma'at, that our Beis HaKnesses is predicated on the notion of the Beis HaMikdash, and all the things that we would do, the Romim is Beis HaLokeinu, are things that we employ in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, of our Mikdashei Me'ad, including the direction that we face, of course, should be the general direction of the Beis HaMikdash. We've noted the Rambam believes that's part of the Doraisa structure of Tefillah, as we saw in Perek Aleph, that the Rambam emphasizes that point, very bare-bones Doraisa structure of Shevach, Makash, and Hodah, and Pamachas Bechol Yom, the Rambam notes Keneged, the Beis HaMikdash, the Har HaBayis, and the role that that plays. So, you know, part of the duality here that we find in the first two halachos of the Beis HaKnesses Be'atzmo, the Makom Tfila, as well as the Sefer Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim, and now here we have where the Beis HaKnesses should be built. And oh, and by the way, the Aron, which contains the Sefer Torah. So the Chora, what the Rambam is doing is also utilizing the paradigm of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash was, of course, Beis Beis Tfila Yikare L'chol Ha'amim, Rav Kiya, Dever Kiya, all the reasons that Shlomo thought that people should be utilizing the Beis HaMikdash as the paradigmatic Makom Tfila, but at the same time, it was also a very powerful Makom Torah. The Lishka Sagazis, Har HaMoriya, Misham Teitzei Ra, Li Yisrael. So the Beis HaMikdash was, of course, the focus, the focal point of Tfilos, but it was also the focal point of Torah, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, and that's what we're finding in terms of the Beis HaKnesses. You can't have a Beis HaKnesses. The Kviya on the Beis HaKnesses implies equally to Sefer Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim, and the Binyan Beis HaKnesses, just as it incorporates halachos, the Romim is Beis Elokeinu, that are out of a kavod for the, you know, makom tefila. So, of course, it also incorporates halachos as to where the heichal should be, the aron, as we would call it today, which contains the Sefer Torah, which is one of the primary functions of the Beis HaKnesses to begin with. All of this, again, is so apt for the Rambam, because Ula Avdo, that mitzvah of Avodas Hashem, which is most natural to associate with the realm of Korbanos, right? Avoda and Korbanos, right? So that Ula Avdo is O Torah, Ula Avdo is O Tefillah, the Rambam understands Avoda to be in those two realms primarily, so it's particularly appropriate for the Rambam that the Makom Avoda, the Beis HaMikdash, is paradigmatic for Tefillah and is paradigmatic for Torah in the ways that we outline. Everybody have a wonderful day.